Okay, today's daf is daf vav, a good erev Shabbos, and we continue our travels through Maseches Ksubis. Yesterday on Hema Beis, the Gemara brought up the question, what about having beer Rishona on Shabbos? Mifkat Pocket o Chiburi Mechbar. Everybody, as the Chazam Sofer explained, this isn't a machlokas in Mitzius, it's a machlokas in Halacha. We know what happens, the question is, what is it halachically considered? This is not a regular wound where you punch somebody and blood comes out, but this is dam that's omed latzeis. This is dam that the natural course of events is that it's going to come out. So is it looked at as if it's just in a type of container, a mifkat pocket, and therefore when you open the container it comes out, that's not chavala? Or do you say, no, it is included in chavala? The Gemara went back and forth, bringing in a number of other issues, which we'll Bez Hashem get back to today. Davashina Miskavein, Mikalkel, other Misaki Bechabura, Mikalkel Bechabura, all the different Machloksim, and ended up without answering the question, whether it's Mutar or Asur, or just went back and forth to the different Stadim. So remember, all of these halachos of Davashina Miskavein and Mikalkel, plus another nine or so malachos, all flow from the principle of Malachas Machsheves, from Parshas Vayakel, where the Pasuk says that the Mishkan was made with thought-out, precise work, Malachas Machsheves, which Unkelus translates as Malachas Umanvan, expert workmanship, and we learn from there, with the connection of the Mishkan to Shabbos, that you're only chayav on Shabbos for thought-out Malachas Machsheves work, which excludes Mikalkel, if it's destructive, Misasek, if you're not really thinking about what you're doing, Tavrishayna Miskavet, if it might not happen, and all of these halachas, Shinui, Grama, might be others that are included as well, but I think as we mentioned before, Rav Asher Weiss, I think, gathers 11 halachos that are learned out from that one pasuk of Malachas Machshavs. Psikresha is Chayiv Daraisa. So it's Psikresha, unless it's low. So is it not malach? No, so that's what we're going to talk about. Why you chayav daraisa for blistic ratio? We'll talk about that by the ship today. Okay, so let's just one other point though on Hema Beis, and that is the Gemara says it might be this malacha of chavala. The question is, what is the malacha of chavala? If you look throughout Shas, nowhere is it clear which malacha, which of the 39 this is included in. It is a malacha, wounding, but which of the 39 is it? So there are three different opinions in the Rishonim where it is. Rashi and Daf Kuf Zayin and Masechah Shabbos quotes two of the opinions, where there, the beginning of Shmona Shratzim, it talks about wounding insects. So which malacha is it? So Rashi quotes number one, Shochet. Yesh Ladar Gavash Begabar, Vahabile Chabura Shita Chadez, Vahabile Tolda the Shochet. It's a Tolda of Shochet. Number two, right, it's like killing. And what is killing? Killing is when you move blood, so you know what, you don't have to kill a person totally. The Gemara has a Lashon, again, this is not the same thing, in Masechet Baba Kama, Mali Katla Kula, Mali Katla Palga. You kill somebody halfway, kill somebody the whole way, the Machlav Shochet, you don't have to actually remove their neshama. As Tosis here even alludes to as well, Tosis in Ardaf, that Mishum Netilas Neshama, on the first medium line of Tosfos, Taimet the Chabura Havi Mishum Netilas Neshama, as Shmuel says, right, Ein Lafarish, right, he talks about it a little bit more, but again, that's one, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh, there it is, Rabbeinu Tam about the eighth medium line, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh, Ukshenotel Miksaso Notel Miksas Neshama. So that's all number one, Chovel HaShochet. Number two, Rashi there in Shabbos quotes, Soveya, you color the skin, that when either, if you give somebody a black and blue mark, the skin is now colored, or when the blood comes out, the skin is colored. On an animal, Nitzba Ha'or B'dama Nitzrabar, the Chai Mishab Soveya, that's second day. And then the third day is that of the Shitas HaRambam. And that is, it is a Tolda of Dush, or mefarik. Mefarik or dash is removing liquid from its natural state. When you squeeze out an orange, that's the tolda of, you're not allowed to squeeze fruit on Shabbos, the rice of the Rabbanan, squeezing grapes and olives is a daraisa. So that's that is mefarik or dash, separating the from the original source. Milking a cow is a mefarik. So too, when you remove blood from its original source, that is a tolda of mefarik. That is the Shita Rambam. There are many, yeah. You could wound somebody and no blood comes out. Meaning, but if it gets coagulated underneath the skin, that's also moved from its place. You're right. If you give somebody a punch and you don't wound them, you just hurt them. That's the isser of hurting somebody and haramas yad against somebody, but not the isser. That's also on weekdays. That's the Shabbos. You know, it's nothing extra on Shabbos. The question on the Rabbah, the many mefarshim ask, Rabbi Kiva Eger on Mishnayos on that Mishnah asks, according to the Rambam, if it is mefarek, right? The chovel is mefarek. So why, when you shecht, why aren't you always over to malachas? When you shecht, which is itself a malacha daraisa, says the Bikiv Eger, so you should always be violate the malacha mefarek also. Not right every time you shecht. Because also the blood moved when you, right? According to one opinion, you know, chovel is shochet. Okay, fine. But according to the Rambam's opinion, that chovel is mefarek, or chovel is dash, threshing, literally, that's the amalacha, but it's moving the blood from its original source. So every time you shecht, you should violate two malachas. Because when you shecht, the blood has moved as well. They tell me every time you shecht, oh, well, yes, it's true. No, it's not true. Why? That's what kind of, Kibbe Eger says, doesn't say that anywhere. The Pnei Yeshua even adds, Yeshua says, according to the Rambam, you shouldn't be able to shecht on Yantif. Because why? Fine shochet is one of the malachas of Ochel Nefesh, that's mutter on Yantif, but mefarek, dosh is too early. That's just too early. We learned in Beitza Daf Gimel that only certain malachos are mutter. You can't drive a car to go buy food in the store in order to cook it on Yantif. Not everything Mishum Ochel Nefesh is mutter. Certain malachos Mishum Ochel Nefesh are mutter. So Dash is not one of those malachos. It's Milisha Ve'elech is the language Tosfos in Beitza Daf Gimel, close to Yerushalmi, from Lashon on. Shochet is mutter also, but not Dash. So says the Bnei Yeshua, if Shochet, according to the Rambam, should be Dash, different should it be Mutter on Yantif. So the question is, what does the Rambam do with all of these two questions, among others? So the Kilos Yaakov, the Stipler, has a beautiful piece in Meshechah Shabbos to explain the Rambam. And he says as follows. He first is two steps. Number one, he quotes the Mishnah in Meseches Chulin. The Mishnah in Meseches Chulin. Mishnah in Meseches Chulin says on Daf Yudalid, what happens if somebody shechts on Shabbos? Is that a kosher shechita? Somebody shechts on Shabbos, bemezid. Somebody shechts a Jew. If a non-Jew shechts on Shabbos, shechitas apsula. If a Jew shechts on Shabbos, says the Mishnah, hashochid b'Shabbos of Yom HaKippurim, afa b'shem eschayev b'nafsho, even though he's chayev misa, shechitas apshera, it's a good shechita. Asks Tosfos, asks all the Rishonim, what do you mean? He's a mumer. A mumer shechita is not kosher. Right, we mentioned this. Sometimes a mumer has the status of a Jew, sometimes it doesn't have the status of a Jew. So here, regarding shechita, mumer does not have the status of a Jew. So ask Tosfos, you know, he's a mumer, so why should his shechita be kosher? So says Tosfos. Tosfos has a couple of answers. He says, Mishum pam achas lo chashe mumar. No, it's his first time. It's his first time, not a mumer for one time. Let's see you do it a couple of times. Then you're going to be a mumer. That's Tosfos' shechita. The Ran there, Chodeshi Aran, had asked this question also, and he quotes, maybe it was only Bitsinna, it wasn't Befarhesia, you're only a mumer if you do it Befarhesia, but then the Ran quotes the line that's important for us. He says, on Shabbos, when are you chayev for Shechita? Only with the Gemar HaShechita. Tchilas Shechita is your Mekalkel. Before you finish the Shechita, you're being Mekalkel. Sof Shechita, once you finish, that's when you violate Shabbos. So when do you become a mumer? When you finish already. You finished already. At the moment that you're shechting, you're not a mumer yet. You're only a mumer afterwards. Tchila shechita, you're not going to be chayav because you're mekalkel it before you finish. And by the end, it's too late. The next time you'll be. Time number two, you're going to be a mumer. Says the stipler, that's step one. Step one is, what do we get from this Ran? At tchila shechita, right, it's mekalkel. Then he says you got to have step two, and then you put it both together, you got to answer for the Rambam. What's step two? The Gemara at the end of Masechah Shabbos. The Gemara of Masechah Shabbos on Daf. Kuf, Lamed, Vav, Amid, Aleph. The Gemara says, how are you allowed to do a bris milah on Shabbos? Maybe the baby's not going to live for 30 days and he's a nefel. How can you do bris milah? It's a Safik Daraisa. Safik Daraisa! How can you do any bris milah ever on Shabbos? Why aren't you worried that baby Rahman al-Tzad is going to die before 30 days? And then, what are you doing? You're not doing the mitzvah of bris milah. You're doing nothing! So the Gemara says, no, mimad of shachitz mutter. Why? If the baby's going to live for 30 days, fine! He's going to live for 30 days. If he's not going to live, the imlav, what's the language of the Gemara? Mechateich bebasarhu. You're just cutting meat. You're cutting meat. Rashi? Lo la shchutahu, velav chaburahu. There's no chavala by bsar mace. There's no chavala, you're just cutting meat. Chavala is only by bsar chai, not by bsar mace. So you're not doing it, there's no chavala there. If it's going to live, fine. If it's not going to live, you're not doing anything. Says the stifler, put the Ran over there in Chulin and Rashi together. We got to say, why isn't there chabai shechita? Okay, shechita we know is an act. Why isn't every act of shechita also chavala? No, miman of shach. Tchila shechita is makalkel. That's the Ran. Sof shechita, the animal's already dead. When are you chai for chavala? The animal's already dead. So there's no chavala by bsar mace. So miman of shach, fine, regular chavala is going to be mefarik. But shochet is not going to be mefarik. Because shechita The beginning of the act is makalkel, gabi the shechita, it's not chobel right at the beginning, it's considered an act of makalkel, and the end of the act is not chayav for kavala anyway, like the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Vav says. So that's how the stipler answers up all those kashas of the Pnei Yeshua, and Kiv Eger, and other questions to explain the shechita Rambam. Okay, but for the main point, three shechitas in the Rishonim, what is the malach of kavala? We continue. Top line of Vav and Aleph, right? That's what we're up to. Amazing. Bebei Rav Amri. We actually start on the daf. Bebei Rav Amri, Rav Shari. Ushmola, so we never got an answer. Could you have beer Rishon on Shabbos? So, Machlokas. Bebei Rav Amri, Rav Shari, Vishmola, sir. In Rav's yeshiva, they said Rav was mutter and Shmuel was asur. Benaharda Amri, in the city of Shmuel, they used to say Rav asur, Shmuel Shari. Right? Each of them said, my rabbi is the one that's mutter. Amr of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, V'siman Eich, how do you remember? Eilam Makil Latzman, V'eilam Makil Latzman. How do you remember who said what? Remember that each group of people wanted their rabbi to be the one that says mutter. Right? Things haven't changed. No, right or not. Actually, maybe they have. Maybe everybody wants to, right? Everybody wants to be machmer today. My rabbi is firmer than yours. Right. Right. Maybe it's just the opposite today. But here, in those days, at least, then, Eilam Makil Latzman, V'eilam Makil Latzman. As Rashi says in Beis Adav Beis, you know, it's harder to be mekel than to be machmer. Right? Koch Te Teira Adif. Look at Rashi. Rashi on Elu Makilim La'atzman, fourth line. Debei Rav Shetzrichin La'asos Kedivrei Rabban Omrim Sharabban Hitir. The Bei Rav, the Yeshiva of Rav, that they needed to follow their Rebbe, they said, my Rebbe was Matir. V'nahardo ha'usim kishmuel Rabban Omrim Shmuel Matir. And Ardo, they did like Shmuel, their Rebbe said that Shmuel was Matir. Chassam Sofer says there's a diak nifla in Rashi. Rashi is not parallel. Debei Rav Shetzrichim La'asos Kedivrei Rabban. Right? And what does it say by Naharda? Ha'osim kishmuel. What do you mean, osim? Shrichim lasos. Well, he's not parallel. Says the Chazam Sofer, no. What are we talking about here? Bei Rav is Rav's yeshiva. The Rebbe. Naharda was the city where Shmuel was. He was the rabbi. He wasn't the Rebbe. He wasn't in the yeshiva. A Rebbe, even if your Rebbe's not there, you got to follow your Rebbe. You got to follow your Rebbe forever, unless you become a Rebbe and you're greater, b'chachma, b'vinyan, whatever. So then you don't have to follow your Rebbe anymore. So by Bei Rav, Rashi says, Sitzrichim la'asos k'divrei Rabba. They have to. They have to follow their Rebbe because he's their Rebbe and forever he's going to be their Rebbe. You have to follow what they do. What does he say by Naharda? Ha'osim. Now they do. You got a new rabbi there, they'll follow the new rabbi. You know, you have to follow the Marda Asra. That's why by Bei Rav, which is the yeshiva of Rav, he says, Sitzrichim la'asos, and by Naharda, Ha'osim k'shmuel. They do like Shmuel. They do like Shmuel now, because Naharda was the city where Shmuel was. He wasn't their Rebbe. That's why Dafka says, Sitzrichim la'asos versus Ha'osim. Okay. The Rav, Sharis. Now we ask the question, is it possible that Rav was Matir? Rav said this whole, the case of Bir Rishon HaShabbos is Mutter, based on what? Based on the Gemara assumes now, Davar She'ena Miskavein. Right, it's Davar She'ena Miskavein, as we said yesterday. What's Davar She'ena Miskavein? You do act A, which might or might not cause act B. So that's a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rav, and if you say Mutter, right, you would be assuming like Rabbi Shimon, Davar She'ena Miskavein is Mutter. Like you drag a bench, and you're not sure whether or not is going to make the hole, the chritz in the yard. So that's a davar she'ena miskavein, and that's mutter. Once you did it, then it's going to be you know whether it's going to happen or not. But this comes up all the time. Davar she'ena miskavein. Remember a few years ago, I think you asked me, right? You had to refill a hot water urn on Yontif. Right? It was the red light was on, and it was getting low. You want to put in boiling water. You're going to put up boiling water on the fire. You have a fire on the flame, and then you're going to pour it into the hot water urn. So are you allowed to do that? Because what usually happens, a lot of times when you pour cold water in, the light switches, right, from warm to boil. Right? So are you allowed to pour boiling hot water in? So the question is, the first time at least, Davar She'ena Miskavein. Right? You're not sure. Maybe it's not going to go on because you're pouring in boiling water. So I think we did it, and it didn't. It didn't go on. So now, even if it goes on the next time, it's still Davar She'ena Miskavein. As long as you pour in the boiling water, but as long as there's a chance, if you know for sure something's going to happen, that's not a davar she'ena miskavein anymore, as we will discuss. But there are many examples that come up all the time. So it says, V'Rav Shari, is it true that Rav says mutter in the case of Bir Rishona Bishabis, meaning he holds davar she'ena miskavein as mutter? V'yomer, if Simeon Bar Chizki Mishmei the Rav, but we have another statement of Rav. Hi, Mishachrayim Din Isa. You have a barrel of beer, and the way they used to, how do they close the barrel of beer? They used to put in a spigot into a hole in the side of the barrel, and then when you finish using it, you used to stuff a rag into the side in order to block it. In order to block somehow, maybe you would say, isn't the whole thing going to fall out? Maybe it was on a little sloping down when it went in, so nothing would spill out. But you put it in, right, when, when they wanted to close it up. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do that on Yontif. Why? Rashi says, Bishum Schita. Because as you squeeze in the rag into the hole, the beer that is absorbed in the rag or that's going to get absorbed in the rag is going to be squeezed out. And that's an Isser of Schita, Bishabas of Yontif. That's not one of the malachas that's mutter on Mishubach on Nefesh. It's not for food. So therefore, it's Usser. Isn't that, he doesn't have Kavada to do the malachi, he has Kavada just to put the rag in the barrel. And this is Rav. So how can you tell me that Rav says it's mutter davishenim eskaven and mutter b'yeri shona? You see from here he says it's usur to do this even though it's davishenim eskaven. Says the Gemara, our assumption was wrong. It is not a davishenim eskaven here. B'yahu, afilu Reb Shimon moda. Even Reb Shimon is moda here that it is usur. The moda, if Reb Shimon moda, the bai of Rav Adami Shavaihu moda Reb Shimon b'psik reisha v'lo yamus. Reb Shimon agrees by a psik resha below yamus. In a case where something is for sure going to happen, so then we allow it to, then we say it's for sure usur, and even though you don't have kavana, that's not in the category of davishenim eskaven, that's in the category of psik resha. Where does that phrase come from? Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, psik resha below yamus, let's say you're a child, they used to play with the heads of chickens. That was a toy. So I'm going to go chop off the head of my chicken in order to give it to my son to play with. Oh, he wants a toy. I'm interested in cutting off the head of the chicken. The Gemara says, what, the chicken's not going to die? Of course it's going to die. You're not allowed to do that. That's a psik resha v'lo yamus. The chicken's going to die and the chicken's going to, you can take off the head and the chicken's not going to die. It's not an earthworm. Psik resha v'lo yamus, right? It's, you can't do that and it will live. So that's out of the category of Rav Shimon Miskavim, which is mutter according to Rav Shimon. That's psik resha, which 99.9% of Rishonim hold is an Isser d'oraisa. Psik resha, even though you're not thinking about it, if it's for sure going to happen, it's an Isser d'oraisa. There's one shita here, the shita of Kubetzes that says the Rabbanan, but generally it's not accepted. We generally assume that psik resha is usser mi d'oraisa. Okay, so let's talk about this a little bit now, the concept of psik resha. Or even go back a step. Davishenim Miskavim. It's mutter according to Reb Shimon. Why is it mutter? Why is it mutter according to Reb Shimon? Don't we have the principle of Savita O'Isa L'Chumra? You're not sure. You're not sure if something is treif or not. You're not allowed to eat it. Not allowed to eat it. All of a sudden, by Shabbos, I'm not sure. So it's based on the principle, like we said before, of... Right? Melechez L'Chavez. Melechez L'Chavez means thought. It's a special patur here. Davishenim Miskavim exists outside of Shabbos, as Gemaras assume. Let's say a Nazir combing his hair. Is a Nazir allowed to comb his hair? So only softly, not hard, even though he's not thinking about it. But the principles of Davishenim Miskavim and Sikresha do exist outside of Melech HaShabbos, but there's a special way that they exist in Masech HaShabbos connected to the principle of Melech HaShabbos. So it's Davishenim Miskavim is mutter or putter according to Rabbi Yehuda because of Melech HaShabbos. So once you say that, so why does Sikresha change it? You still don't have Kavanah for the Melech. You don't have Kavana. I know my fridge light is on. I know it's on. But I'm going to open my fridge because I want to open my fridge. My only Kavana is to open the fridge. I have no Kavana to put the light on. I know the light's on. Right? But when I open the door, I just did an Issa Daraisa. Issa Daraisa. I wasn't thinking about it. I only wanted to open the fridge. But I know the light's on. And I know it's for sure going to happen. So why is that not a problem? Lech Vachshevis. Why is that Issa Daraisa? So there are two ways the Achronim suggest based on Rishonim. Based on Rishonim, based on a Rashi, based on a Rush. One approach is, and these are both mentioned by the Rebbe Chanan right here on our daf. The Kovach Yerim here in Simin Yun Ches quotes, there are two ways to understand why you're Chayiv Mishum Sikresha. Two very different understandings. Either because, what do you say, what's the Pashtus? Well, that's going to be a Nafkamina already. You're right, you're charged with knowledge. Ki'ilu Hiskavin, exactly. Approach one is that, if it's for sure going to happen, don't tell me you didn't have Kavanah. Don't tell me. The halacha looks at it as if you had kavana. If it's for sure going to happen, if act A will for sure cause act B, ki'ilu hiskave. That's one approach. And that's what Rashi says, I think in Maseches Sukkah, remember where, and other places. The Rebbe Chanan quotes the two approaches here. The other way to understand it is that no, nothing to do with kavana. You didn't have kavana, you didn't have kavana. We can't make it as if you had kavana. You didn't have kavana, lamaisa. But halacha says that if act A will vaday cause act B, then kavana for act A is enough to make you chayav for act B. Why? Because it's considered one halachic act. Maisim mitzurafim. The acts are combined halachically. Even you didn't have kavana for act B. You didn't have kavana for act B. You didn't do it. You didn't have kavana for it. But because it's vaday going to happen, the acts are connected, and kavana for act 1 is enough for Act B. That's what Rabbi Chanan says here. Kiva de Srika, he's talking about the Nazir combing his hair case. Kiva de Srika, he psikresha la Tlisha, nimsa de Tlisha bichal Srika. It's defined as one halachic act. Visagi b'masha machavin la Srika, it's enough for what you have kavana for the combing. Av she'ina machavin la Tlisha, that Tlisha nechleles b'ha Srika. Right, so that's the two ways. Nothing to do with kavana. Approach one, ki'ilu is kavain. Approach two is that no, it is considered one halachic act. Many nafkaminas quoted by the Achronim, we'll mention just three or maybe four of them. L'may nafkamina. Major machlokos, which we discussed actually in Halachashir about 5 years ago, all the differences between discussions of psik resha. The most famous one that the Rabbi Chanan is talking about, psik resha delo nichalei. What about a psik resha that you're not interested in? You don't want, you don't care, you don't want it to happen. Right, it's a very, very heavy bench that you're dragging in your backyard. But you want to sit in the shade, it's sunny. But it's very heavy. You know for sure it's going to make holes in the ground. But you don't want these holes in the ground. But you're so hot, you want to sit in the shade. So it's a psik ratio that the holes are going to be made, but it's lo nichale. You don't want these holes. So the Aruch says mutter. The Aruch says psik ratio lo nichale is mutter. Tosas here, this big Tosas here discusses the Shitas Aruch. Right? And the big Tosas in all the psik ratio case, so yes, that's the quote the Shitas Aruch. With Raya's back and forth. We don't pass like the Aruch. We pass when it's still Aser. What's the machlokas about? So says Rabbi Chanan. If you say it's kilu his kavein, as if you had kavana, you can't say you had kavana for something you don't want. You don't want these holes. It's as if you had kavana. No, so what's going to happen? So nichale, you didn't have kavana for the holes. Mashenkin, if you say no, you didn't have kavana for that, but it's considered one halachic act. Then that's it. It's one halachic act, and therefore it still could be aser. Number one. Number two, what about the pre-Moshe discusses? What about a psik resha, one of the contemporary achronim, a psik resha be'isser derabanan. Psik resha be'isser derabanan. It's a derabanan that something is going to happen for sure. Which again, comes up a lot on Shabbos. We paskin l'chumra here. We say a double derabanan is going to be mutter, but a single derabanan, psik resha be'isser derabanan, we paskin aser, but it's a machloket. Machloket we shown him. The Rashba, later in Masechah Shabbos, and Daf Kufchaf and others. So what's that machloket about? It suggests the pre-Moshe. It depends. If you say it's an issue of kavana, then who cares if it's d'oraisa or d'rabanan? Even d'rabanan, ki ilu yad kavana for the act, the aveira. Mashenkin, if you say that is an issue of maisim being connected, so it could be that only a d'oraisa act. The Torah says that act A and act B are connected. But maybe d'rabanan don't have the power to say act B is connected to act A. It's looked at as one halakhic act. Again, that's another machlokes that might be totally on it. One other, let's just mention one other, and then at the end, if we have time, as we always say, which we never do, but Bezrem, one day, maybe we'll have some time, if we have a three-line daf one day. So says the, a third one is a whole approach of certain Rishonim. We find, and we're going to have it, Bezrem, later today as well, we find an amazing shita in a number of Rishonim in various sugyas, and that is the suggestion that even if something is a psik resha in a specific case, if in general it's not a psik resha that this would happen, then this is not called a psik resha. What does that mean? We have in Masechah Shabbos on Daf Kuvav, machlokes between the Rashba and the Ran. Let's say you close your door and there is a deer inside your house. But you want to go take a Shabbos walk. You want to take a walk on Shabbos. So you close your door. There's a deer in your house. You know there's a deer in your house. But you close your front door because you want to lock your house. You don't want people to go into your house. Says the Rashba, Mutter. Darvashin Miskavin. He says to Ram, what are you talking about? Psik resha, you have a deer in your house, you're closing your front door. You know, what do you, of course it's a psik resha. What do you mean it's a Darshan Miskavin? Says the Rashba, no, because closing the door inherently does not entail trapping. Here it's trapping, but because this does not always mean trapping, therefore it's not called a psik resha. One example. Another example. There's a Rashi in Masechah Zvachim, Zvachim Sadek Aleph. Let's say I make a neder to give a carbon of wine to the Mizbeach. You can make a carbon of animals, flour, wine, carbon of wine. So what do you do with a carbon of wine? So Gemara says you sprinkle it on the Mizbeach. Mizalfin Agabi Ha'ishim. You sprinkle it on the Mizbeach. So ask the Gemara, isn't that going to put out the fire? There's an Issa Daraisa, Lo Sichbe, right? Eish Tamid. Eish Tamid, Tuchon Mizbeach. You can't. So the Gemara says, no, you do it in a way. Where's the Rashi? You do it in a way. You're only putting a little bit out. Asks Rashi, psik resha. Is there a psik resha that's going to go out? Rashi says, no. Since you could do tipindakos, you could do little drops. So says Rashi, even if you do tipindakos, darvashin miskavinu. So again, Rashi says, because it's not vade psik resha, So therefore, even if you do it in a psik reisha way, it's not going to be aser. The Ur Sameach puts all these makoros together. Ur Sameach, I think in Hilchos Lulav. And there's one other Rambam that says it too. Maybe we'll mention the Rambam later. But the whole... what's the svar for this? So the Ur Sameach says, the only way to understand all of this whole approach is if you hold approach number two. If you hold approach number two, that it's about connected actions, so then you could say, if these two actions are not always connected, so then it's not a psik reisha. If it's about kavana, it makes no difference. Here, it's vada going to happen. So here, you vada have kavana for it. So the whole approach of these Rishonim, of that Rashi and Zvachim, and of that Rashbo and Masechah Shabbos, and of another Rambam in Hilchas Lulav, which maybe we'll mention later, all of those have to be assuming approach number two. Because according to approach number one, Gilu Hiskavein, it should not make any difference. Okay, so that is all a little discussion of Psik Ratio. We'll continue now. Again, we merely might have some time, but we'll see. Says the Gemara, continuing. So we just said, don't worry. He asked the question, how could Rav say Bia Rishona is mutter? Doesn't he say Devashim Miskavin is aser? No, that case is not Devashim Miskavin. That's a case of Psik Ratio. I have Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav Alach Reb Yehuda, Rav Chana Barami Amar Rav Shmuel Alach Reb Shimon. But we have the other version. We have Rav saying like Reb Yehuda aser and Shmuel saying like Reb Shimon mutter. Rav Chiya Baravin Masila below Gavri. Rav Chiya Baravin says, no, forget the people who said it in the name of them. They said it themselves. Rav Amar Alach Reb Yehuda, Shmuel Amar Alach Reb Shimon. So you see, Rav says Aser, and Shmuel says Mutter. So which is it? Says the Gemara, you're right. La'olam Rav Krebi Yehuda Sfir Alei. Rav really holds like Krebi Yehuda. Dover Shein Miskavin is Aser. But for other reasons, he says the Bir Rishona case is Mutter. Even within Rebbe Yehuda, as we said yesterday, there are a number of svaras why you would say Bir Rishona on Shabbos is Mutter, even according to Rebbe Yehuda. Lahach Lishna Damar Dam Ifkat Pocket, according to the first version of yesterday's Gemara, that the dam is mifkat pakid, meaning it's just there and it's omeila, let's say, so makalkel is la pesach. So the reason Rav would say mutter, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, is that it's called a makalkel. It's called a destructive act. Again, is this destructive or not? She is, objectively, there is a destructive, wounding type of act happening, even though in the general sense, it's kind of a tikkun. It's kind of a, she's losing her status of a besula, which is a commodity, an asset to her, yet, but she wants to be pasuach labaila. So again, is this makalkelism? That was the question the Gemara had yesterday. So at least on one side, it's makalkel. Says the Gemara, according to the first version that we had, it could be that Rav says mutter because it's makalkel. Lahach lishad amar dam chiburi michbar, and according to the one who says that it's chavawa, approach to version number two of the question, makalkel b'chaburahu. So it could be a makalkel, and therefore there are svaras to say mutter in the case of Bir Rishon on Shabbos, even outside, not needing the heter of Darvish Shini Miskavin, and that's the shita of Rav. Period. So now I want to quote a number of other cases. To today, another one tomorrow, trying to prove whether Bir Rishon is Mutter B'Shabbos or not. Today we'll not reach the Maskana. Maybe tomorrow Menachem will reach the Maskana with you and discuss it. Says the Gemara, Masiv Rav Chizda, quoting from Maseches Nida. Tinoka Shlo Yigiyah Zman Aliros. We know that Mida Araisa, Dam Besulim, has nothing to do with Dam Nida. It has a different source in the body. And, one is allowed to, that's not called Dam Nida. That doesn't make a woman usser. Mizban Hazeh, we're not Boal Al Dam Psulim, we're not Boal Al Dam Tar. Any Dam where there might be certain kulas that a Rav will take into consideration, but Me'ikar Adin, we're not Boal Al Dam Psulim. So says the Gemara, but Bizban HaMishnah, Dam Besulim was not usser. So says Maseches Nida, Tinoka Shlo Yigiyah Zman Aliros. Let's say you have a little girl that did not reach the age yet of getting her nidus, getting her period. Lo Yigiyah Zman Aliros, she hasn't reached the time yet. Vinissa, she got married. How long do we give her after the marriage when if there's blood from the bios? How long do we assume this is still Dam Besulim? At a certain point, we have to be worried. Maybe she's getting her nidus earlier than she's supposed to. How long does she have? Beishami omrim nosin la arba leilos. Beishami says you give her four nights. Ubeisilo omrim ache tichye hamake. Beisilo says until the wound gets better, meaning as long as she keeps on bleeding. So then you have to assume it's still from damsulim. If there's a break, there's a time that she has no blood, and then she has blood the next time. Then you might have to assume that is dam nida. That's case one. Higiyas mana leros v'nisayis. What if the time came for her to see? What if she's of age, she just never saw yet, but she's expecting it. She's expecting it any time. She's already 12 years old. So then there's a little less time given because we're more choshesh that she's going to get it. Beishamay over nosal alayla harishon. Beishamay says the entire first night. Rashi says, I feel the bilos harbe. Many times the first night, but only the first night. Ubeis hilo omrid ad motzoi Shabbos arba alelos. Until Motzi Shabbos, four nights. That's the language of Beis Hillel. So says the Gemara, what does Beis Hillel mean? Until Motzi Shabbos, four nights. My law, doesn't that mean, D'ilo bal matzi bal afilu b'Shabbos? Doesn't that mean that you have four nights, and you, even if any of these nights are day one, the first be, it's going to be mutter. So four nights until Motzi Shabbos, it's got to include Friday night. So isn't Beis Hillel assuming that Bir Rishona on Friday night is mutter? Says the Gemara, no, Amar Rava lo labar mi Shabbos. No, not Friday night. So the Gemara says, then your math doesn't work out. Amar le Rabaya vad ad motzi Shabbos arba lelo stani. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So if you're taking out Friday night, you don't have four nights. Elo Amar Rava kishabal. Okay, Rava says, no. It means you had Bia Rishon already. But, and it means that you had Bia Rishon. You could have Bia Shnia or Shlishis on Friday night. So the Gemara says, I kishabal, my kamashlan. So what's the Chiddush of Beis Hillel? What's the Chiddush? You already have Bia Rishon. Beforehand. So what's the chiddush? That you have to be on Shabbos? So kamash v'lon, yeah. The shor the middle of Shabbos. Yes, the chiddush is that even though Bia Rishona has just occurred, and there's a chance that maybe some dam is not totally open yet, there's a chance that you might scrape somewhere and cause more chavalah. Still, Shmuel says mutter. Once you had Bia Rishona, it's mutter. You don't have to be worried at all. Kid Shmuel, like Shmuel says, Tarme Shmuel. Shmuel says, Pirtza dechuka. If you have a fence with a little opening in the fence, mutter likarnis by b'Shabbes, you're allowed to go in. Ava b'shemeshu tsroros. Even though there's a chance that you might rub against the side and break something and rips things off, but it's still going to be mutter because it is a still considered a pesach. Therefore, no raya from that source from Maseches Nida about Bia Rishona. It's still the same, but now, well, you can say now already is in this state of Darvashen and Miskavin. Now it's not a psigration anymore, right? Because now you already had to be a Rishona. So it's even though it could be Meshur Tzroos, but that's not something that we have to be worried about, right? Rashi says, "Umisveka hainami dilma mechabel porta misveka lo asrinan light." Not going to ask for a misveka, right? Suffing means it's not a vada that's going to happen. It's not a vada that's. And let's say you don't have kavana for that either. You just have kavana for the maisa biyah. You don't have kavana to be chobel. You don't have kavana to cause wounding. Okay. Masav Rav Yosef. Next kasha. Seches brachos. Chasson pater mikriyashma. Laila harishon hotzi Shabbos moza maisa. Says the Mishnah in Maseches Brachos. A chasson is pater from kriyashma the first night until Motzi Shabbos if he didn't have biyah yet. So says the Gemara. My lav detard de matzi ba lemivel. Right, so why does he have the exemption until Motzi Shabbos? It must be any of those nights if he's about to have Bia Rishona, he's tarud, he has a lot on his mind. So therefore, that's why he's part of from Kriyat Shema. So doesn't this show assume that again Friday night is a night that you could have Bia Rishona, and that's why he would be tarud? So I'm like, no, lo, the tarud de lo boil. No, he missed the first two nights, and now he can't have it. Now he can't have a Rishona, so he's tarred that he can't have the Bia. He's very upset about it. And that's why he has the Ptur from Kriyat Shema. Let's finish the sentence, and then we'll talk about it. Amar Le Rava, Umishim Tir the Pater. What do you mean? Just because he has a lot on his mind, he doesn't have to say Kriyat Shema? A lot of people have a lot on their mind. They have Tirdis on their mind. El Me'at, the Tavas Venosa Bayam. Let's say your boat just went down at sea. Put into our lingo. Let's say you just lost $100 million on the stock market. Hakanami de Pater. Oh, I'm sorry, you don't have to say Kriyat Shema. We understand you're upset. We understand you have a lot on your mind. You know what? Don't daven today. It's okay. Don't do Kriyat Shema. It's okay. We understand. Square, we don't say that. So what do you mean? Just because he's upset that he can't do Bia? By the first case, he has Tarid of the Bia. That's a Tirda de Mitzvah. Right? It's a Tirda de Mitzvah. But now, what do you say? Tirda de Lo Ba'il is also included? Tirda that you're not, that you don't have Bia? So then, what if your ship goes down? V'chitei machinam, and everyone would say, yeah, any Tirda is going to potter you. Hashem understands. It's not true. V'yam rabbi abba barzavda amarav, avel, chayiv, b'chol mitzvah, v'chol mitzvah, in avel, you don't get more Tarid than that. An avel, a mourner, has to do all the mitzvahs. An onen is also to do the mitzvahs before kfura. But an avel has to do all the mitzvahs. Chutz min ha-tfilin. Shnei rabbi en pe'er. Except for tfilin. Right? He doesn't do tfilin on day one. they won because tefillin is called the pe'er, the glory, the beauty of the Jewish people, and we don't have beauty on when we're in Avel. The Ritva says you don't learn like rules from like all mitzvahs except, because what about Talmud Torah? Also known Talmud Torah. Okay, so the Ritva says it's not Lavdafka just tefillin, but also Talmud Torah. But either way, what do you see from here? That there's no, the Tirda is not a Ptur. You can't just not do it because you're because of the Tirda. Se'elama Rava. So Rava argues on the suggestion of Abaya. Rava says, no, it's Tirda Delobol. Rava says, Tanoihi. Really, it's a machlok. That source says it is Mutter. Be Rishon on Shabbos, and really it's a machlokas Tanoim. So machlokas tanoim, says Rava, whether bir rishon is mutter on Shabbos. The tanachada, yeah?
So why is a chasen pater?
Why is a chasen pater? A chasen is pater because, what do you mean? Even if he's allowed to do it, according to who?
According to everything.
According to which shita?
So
what, that he's tarred? Because that's a tirda de mitzvah. Any tirda de mitzvah is going to be pater.
Is that true?
That's Motzei Shabbos. We're going to get to bizman hazeh. But at least bizman hahu, right, by Yom Mahim, not Bisman Azeh, by Yom Mahim, the tirda de mitzvah was a ptur, by the way. So what's not a tirda de mitzvah, according to the Gemara? Not just boat, but also avelus. Unbelievable. Rashi says, look across from the Gilyan Ashas. V'lo domi lo avel, de tarid tirda de rishus, she'ein tsa'aro mitzvah, afa pisha aveluso mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of avelus. But the fact that you're so tarred is not part of the mitzvah. Right? Avelus is the mitzvah. Right? Which this does not work. I think we mentioned this back in Masechta Sukkah when we did this. This does not work so well with the idea that we mentioned from Rav Soloveitchik, that avelus is not just a bunch of actions that you do, but it's to bring a kiyum shebelev, to give you a feeling. So I guess he would have to say that even that feeling, it doesn't mean a tirda feeling, but it's a feeling of seriousness, of reflection, but it's still not tirda. If you want to fit that vart in, what? It's not the mitzvah. But if you say the mitzvah is to bring the kiyum, so again, it doesn't work perfectly, but again, you have to work it out if you want to work his shita out according to Rashi. Anyway, back to the Gemara for a minute. Elama, Rava Tanoihi. So really, it's a machlokas Tanoim. The Tanachad de Moas Amaisa Barishon Pater Afisheni. If you didn't do the Maisa Bia on night one, then you're Pater even on night two, because again, the night two, you're going to have to do the Bia. Besheni Pater Afishlishi. If you didn't do it on the second one, the third one would be Mutter. So what does that mean? What's the third one? The third night is Friday night. So that Tana holds. It's mutter to do Birishon on a Friday night. The Tanya Idach, Rishon Sheni Pater Shlishi Chayev. The other brides said, no, the first and second night is going to be Pater, the third night you're going to be Chayev for Kriya Shema. Why? Because Rav explains, because you're not going to have Birishon that night, so you don't have any Tirda, therefore you're going to be Chayev back in Kriya Shema. One more line. V'Abaya Hasanayev B'Tirda Peligi. Abaya said, no. Abaya is sticking to his guns, and that what we said before is that Bia is Usur on Friday night. What's this last Machlokas about? The Machlokas is, if you're tarud not to have the Bia, does that give you a Ptur or not? That's the Machlokas. A Tirda de Lav Mitzvah, that's the Machlokas here. But it's not a Machlokas about Bia Rishona. Period. Stop there for a minute. What's the Tirda? Somebody's going to have the Bia that night. What's the Tirda? What's on his mind? What's on his mind? What's he so worried about? So the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah is there in Brachas has two suggestions. First, he says maybe you're tarred because you want to make sure you find her a psula. You have a lot on your mind. You want to make sure that she's a psula. Number two, says the Rambam, you're being osig b'puravu, osig b'mitzvah patam and a mitzvah. You're osig b'puravu, osig b'puravu. And even though the Rambam doesn't say this, now this is the Achronim talking. I think it's the Achronim. I'm not sure. Somebody. I don't think it's the Rambam again. Isha einim esameres be'ir rishona. The Gemara assumes that might not be 100% accurate according to modern day medicine, but Isha Einim Sabers be a Rishona. She can't become pregnant anyway from the first Bia. So what do you mean that she's Osik B'Puravu? You're not being Osik B'Puravu yet. So it's the beginning of Puravu. The beginning. Tosfos said this B'Feirish on Daf Dalet. Back on Dalet and Aleph, Tosfos says the first Bia is the beginning of Puravu. It's making her able to have Puravu. So it's still allowed. The Tzlach, though, Maseches Brachos quotes this Rambam and says, what about somebody who already was Makayim Puravu? He should have to say Kriya Shema. Right, he'd have to say Kriya Shema. He was a ready Mekayim Puravu. The Lora Isi, B'Shum Echad, Me'a Poskim, She'yaskiru Chilukzeh. And I didn't see anybody who mentioned this, says the Slach. Right, if somebody, it should be, somebody has Puravu, should be Chayiv in Kriya Shema. V'Ulai, he says, Kivan Shekfar Nasa Osa B'Chupa, Chayiv L'Kayim Mitzvahs Ona. Maybe Puravu also means the Chayiv Ona, responsibilities that the husband has to the wife. Maybe that's why nobody says it, V'Yadayin Sorach Talmud. He says, I don't really understand why nobody mentions this, but this is my kasha, says the Slach. According to that sheet of the Rambam, you should be only if you were not Yotzei Puravu yet. Interesting machlokas also, when the Rambam quotes this halacha of Pater from Kriyashma, he says, Mishalibo Tarid in Perek Dalid, halacha Aleph of Hilchas Kriyashma, Mishalibo Tarid v'nechbaz bedvar mitzvah, mikola mitzvahs, if you're involved in any mitzvah, Pater mi Kriyashma. Lefichach, chasen shenasa b'sula, Pater mi Kriyashma, ad sheyabo aleha, lefi she'en daito p'nuya, shema lo yibsa b'sulim. Says Rabbeinu Manoach, the Rambam does not specify Kriyashma shel Laila or Kriyashma shel Yom. It sounds like from the Rambam, says Rabbeinu Manoach, that he's pater even from Kriya Shema Shel Yom. Even though he's not having Bia Bayom. Right? Like we mentioned yesterday, Nasha Bereisol Kedoshim Heim, in Meshamshin Bayom, says Rabbeinu Manoach, here, it's also quoted in the Kesa Mishnah, sounds like even though daytime Kriya Shema you're pater from until you have the Bia. And the Kesa Mishnah himself says, I don't, and the Rabbeinu Manoach themselves say, we argue on that. Only at nighttime, there's no turda by day. Focus! Do your best! But the Rambam, they acknowledge that from the Rambam, it sounds like even the daytime ones you would be pater for. That is the Rambam. Two other points, and that is we mentioned before the Tosfos in Maseches Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin, who says that this halacha doesn't apply bizman hazeh. We don't have kavana anyway in general. And if a person would say, you know, I'm not saying Kriya Shema tonight. What do you mean? I can't have kavana. So what's that saying? That you had kavana yesterday and the day before? What kind of kavanah? Yeah, that's yura, says Tosfos. That's you. This was in the Chumash year we discussed this Tosfos. So says the Tosfos, miyu anu shebishum pam enon machav nehetev. We never have kavanah. Gam chasan yish likros. The adarab nirika yurim lo yikra. That's Tosfos. We mentioned this actually in Tushir. We mentioned this in the Chumash year. You have to know exactly, you know, the generation that you live in. We also mentioned this. You know where else? Remember where? Maseches Brachos Daf Yud Zayin. Thank you. Yes, you have to check that. But also we mentioned this in the Yiridas Hadoros year. In the Niskatnu Hadorosh here, that many times Bali, Tosfos, and the Shulchan Aruch all mention, we don't have Kavanah anyway, and, you know, first bracha of Shemon Esrei, and, oh, you don't have to repeat, not have Kavanah the second time anyway. The Rambam never quotes any of these ideas. Lishitaso, that he doesn't believe in the Niskatnu Hadorosh type of topic, so he doesn't quote any of this. Tosfos, well, okay, we can't do it today, we're on a much lower level. That's Tosfos and the Rambam. Rabbi Yosef Engel, and then we'll finish up. Rabbi Yosef Engel in Brachas there quotes the Sefer HaPardes of Rashi, who understands this whole tour of Kriyashma is Kriyashma Lamita. Not Kriyashma Shel Arvis. You have to say Kriyashma the Arvis. Kriyashma Lamita, you don't have to say. That's the Ptur. And then he says, why he ends off, Avo Kriyashma Shel Shachris V'Arvis, Chayiv, Kach Hoer Rebbe V'Kach Nohagu Ha'om. And what does it mean? Nahagu ha'am. So he explains what that means. But he says, the Kriyas Shema Sha'amru liftar in lomod mi mena lanu bizman hazeh. Rakal Kriyas Shema Sha'am mitaso. Avu Kriyas Shema Sha'achris va'ar v'schayiv. Why? Pshut the balava oni hachi enu yachal l'chavin, like Tosfos says, Kriyas Shema Lamita is only drabana on prevention of mazikin. You can be putter. You don't have to say it. But Kriyas Shema Sha'achris va'ar v'schayiv, he says, that one doesn't say. Yeah.
The question you asked me before is,
In Puravu,
right.
Mitzvah Puravu, Oseg B'mitzvah.
Right, but if the chassan had been, it seems to be there's a connection to the besula. What if the chassan had been married before? He's just as tired.
Right, so if the chassan has been married before, that's what was the tzlach's point, and that is maybe it just has to do with the chiv of ona, that he has a responsibility to be with his wife, and therefore that's the issue. But he says, according to that Rambam, if it's Puravu related, he shouldn't have a ptur if he was married previously. That was what he said, but I never saw any of the posts can make this chilk. Period. Okay, Bahani Tanoi, Kahani Tanoi. And really, there is a machlokas Tanoim, says the Gemara, about Birishon on Shabbos. Tanya, Koniz, Absol, Lo Yevo, Batkilu, Bashabbos, Chachamatirim. First opinion, Tanakama says, Asur, Chacham, say Mutter. Man Chachamim, who are the Chacham that say Mutter? Amrabba, Rab Shimini. Domer, Dabashim, Miskavin, Mutter. It's Rab Shimin who says, Dabashim, Miskavin is Mutter. That's who's, and therefore the Dabashim, Miskavin. So I'm only a Bayev, a mother of Shimin, Psikresha, Lo Yamus. It's a Psikresha. What do you mean, Dabashim, Miskavin? It's a Psikresha that there's going to be Besulim. No, not like those Babylonians that are an expert and they cannot do Bia Rishona without breaking the hymen, without breaking the psulim. The psak of the Chachamim, when they said mutter, was only for those experts who were able to have Bia Rishona in a way that would not break the psulim. Bahatoya literally means turning, doing it in a way that would not break the psulim. So that's what the ptur was for. So Gemara says, "Imkain Tarid Lama." So why is there a tour for Kriyashma? if there's no worry of psulim, so l'sheino baki. Oh, you're right. The ptur is only for somebody who's not a baki. He was really worried about the psulim. So says the Gemara, yomru baki mutter sheino baki aser. So then, why the chachamim give a blanket heter mutter? They should say a baki is mutter to be rishon on Shabbos, and an eino baki who's going to have psulim, who's going to break the psulim, is aser. Rove bakiyan hain. Rove bakiyan hain. No. Most people are Bekiyan. Let's just finish two more lines and we'll come back to that. What do you mean? If most people are Bekiyan, so there's no issue of Dam, so then why do you mean later on we're going to have a source that talks about Shishbin and there's going to be people to make sure that the husband can't make up stories? Right? That she wasn't a Psula if she really was a Psula. Shishbin or the Mapa or any evidence that she was a Psula. So what do you need all that for? Maybe there wasn't Dam, because maybe he didn't have Birisho. Maybe he did it Bahataya. So Amalei Hasam Shemay Yerav Yova. No, we're worried there that he actually did a regular Bir Rishona, and with you don't want the evidence to be lost. Mashenkin, you're right. Nachinami, if you know he did do a Bahataya, these wouldn't help at all. So the Gemara says Rov Bekiyan Hain. So the question is, how does the Gemara said, why aren't we worried? It should be usher for an Eino Baki. So Rov Bekiyan Hain says Tosvis V'Kol Chad V'Chad Misafkinon LeBarov V'Kulan Mutarim. Every person, you know, he might hit the jackpot and act like the Rov. He might not like the robe, and therefore it would not be a psik resha for him. Even for him, it would be a davar. It would be a davar shein miskavin. Tosas discusses that in Maseches Chagiga we learned that it was very unusual to be a baki. Shmuel was the only one who knew how to do it. So Gemara says, no, that's Shmuel knew how to do it and get pregnant, even Bahataya. That was the galus of Shmuel, says Tosas. But to actually just do it Bahataya, the Gemara seems to say that it is a robe. I'll just leave you with one other question. Rav Yashiv here just notes, why do you need robe baki and haim to make it into a davar shein miskavin? Mechsa mechsa too. Right, what do you need? Rove? You need rove? Why don't you just say it's half and half? That's ready to make it into a davar shein miskavin. So in the Sefer Ksubos he discusses that. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Mishnah Lamelech discusses what if a woman is nivelas bahatoya? She mutal kohen gadol. Mishnah Lamelech discusses that question. Anyway, tomorrow enjoy mitoch, enjoy birchas erusin. That's what we pick up on Sunday with birchas nisuin. A lot of sheva brachas Torah on Sunday.